Gay Radio, where all the active content is compliant, even when the host is obstreperous. Now, here's Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. You know, when it comes to your inventory, as we've said many times, you and the IRS may have very different points of view. Well, here now to explain theirs is our good friend Cliff Enico. He's a small business expert, he's an attorney, and he is the author of 16 books, including the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book. Cliff, when I buy something to sell, does it immediately become inventory?
Hey, Griff. Well, the short answer is, if you intend it to, then the answer is yes. If you buy something with the intent of reselling it on eBay at some point, then it does become inventory. If you buy something if someone gives you something and later on you intend to regift it by selling it on eBay, that's a different story. Not everything in your house is inventory. I have to remind, my eBay seller clients about this all the time. You know, just because something is in your house doesn't mean it has to be sold on eBay. But if you do buy stuff and you intend to resell it online, then the answer is yes, you should treat it as inventory from the date you acquire it.
Hi, Cliff. When do I get to deduct that inventory after it sells?
Okay, well, you don't deduct inventory. Inventory is an asset, okay, and you treat it as such on your balance sheet. You don't deduct that. You deduct, what happens is when you sell something online out of your inventory, you get to deduct what is called the cost of goods sold, or COGS, C-O-G-S for short. Your cost of goods sold is whatever you paid for that item plus your sales tax and any other associated fees that you paid at the time that you acquired the item. So if you're doing retail arbitrage, for example, and you buy something at a retail store and pay sales tax at the register, that sales tax will be part of your cost of goods sold, but you don't get to deduct it until the item actually sells on eBay. Until then, it's carried on your inventory, on your books as an asset.
Okay, well, so that makes a lot of sense. But I'm sure it's not
I hope so. That's the way I've been doing it myself for 38 years.
You and I can share a cell. What is the 80-20 rule?
Okay,
it's
an
interesting rule.
It's something that everybody knows. You know it in its most popular version, which is 80% of your business comes from 20% of your customers. A little piece of trivia, by the way. It's often called the Pareto rule, P-A-R-E-T-O, because of a guy, an Italian guy named Wilfredo Pareto, who invented this back in the 1920s.
Wait,
he's the guy that coined this.
What's his name?
Wilfredo, can you imagine that? Wilfredo Pareto, P-A-R-E-T-O. Finally a name that's even more bizarre than my own.
That is bizarre.
But he invented this rule in the 1920s, so it's sometimes called the Pareto rule. But there are variations of it, and here are the variations. There are actually three variations on this when it comes to inventory. Number one, 80% of your sales comes from 20% of your products. And like most eBay sellers, I think you'll find that that's true. Not everything that you have in your inventory sells at the same rate. You get 80% of your money from 20% of your products, and that's the stuff, obviously, that you want to keep in inventory and keep in good stock. The second variation is 80% of your customers are only interested in 20% of your offerings. So that's the stuff that you should be focusing on when you do your marketing and your SEO on eBay. You want to make sure you're focusing on the stuff that's actually selling. And 80%, the third rule, 80% of your storage space is used on only 20% of your offerings.
Mm.
So when planning your storage space, you should be allocating the biggest part of your storage space to the stuff that's moving, to the stuff that's selling. And really, it's just common sense when you think about it. It has a fancy name, but it's really just common sense. You should be spending as much of your time selling the stuff that sells. In plain English.
What am I supposed to do with the stuff that doesn't sell?
Ah, that's when you discount it, and you discount it or give it to charity. By the way, an interesting little factoid too. When you carry stuff in inventory, the IRS allows you two ways to do this, by the way. The vast majority of eBay sellers carry their inventory at actual cost, what they actually spent for the items. And if you can't think of a better way to do it, that's exactly what you should do. But the IRS also says that you can do it on the basis of the lower of cost or market. There are times when the market value of your inventory is lower than what you actually paid for it. So to use a rather salient example, let's say that you acquired a massive stock of books by one of the politicians or celebrities who are recently caught up in these sexual harassment scandals. Okay? That inventory, I think, is worth a little bit less than what you paid for it. And the IRS actually will let you carry that kind of inventory at a much lower price than what you actually paid for it, if that benefits you.
Can you use both methods?
No, it has to be the lower of cost or market.
I'm saying for your entire inventory, can you use both methods?
Oh, absolutely, yes. You can carry some things at cost and some things at market, whichever is lower.
Oh.
Absolutely. You can do it by SKU if you wish. That's not it. So that's just something to keep in mind, especially for people who bought things like that. It can, the IRS can give you a little bit of a benefit there.
Like if you invested in thousands of Beanie Babies, for example.
It's the first thing I thought of. Or Cabbage
too.
Patch
yeah.
dolls.
Or Cabbage Patch. Yeah.
And then they're out of favor. Right?
Or fidget spinners.
Yeah,
spinners.
We all know products go through fads sometimes. And when the fads ended, sometimes you end up overpaying for stuff. That's just a little thing that people need to be aware of. But if it's too complicated, if it's going to complicate your life, you can't go wrong carrying it, the inventory on your books at actual cost. I mean, that's what 99% of people do, and no one will ever fault you for doing it.
You know, I don't know who wrote this question, but somebody wrote a question for me to ask you.
Okay.
Why can't I just buy and sell inventory from the 20% that sells quickly? I swear to God, it's the question here. It's a bullet point.
I think it's actually a good question.
It's a good idea, though, right?
Why can't you just... it's kind of like... I'll just refer you to the Broadway musical The Producers, okay? I think she has a little bit to learn about percentages and how they work. But seriously, though... It's kind of what the Pareto rule is all about. You should be spending as much of your time, as much of your money, and as much of your marketing stuff on the stuff that sells, and playing down the stuff that doesn't sell. But again, it's you should, by the way, always keep in stock as much of the stuff that sells quickly. You want there's a concept called inventory turnover. It's a key business term. This refers to the velocity of how fast things are selling. Generally speaking, you want to have inventory that sells, and you want to focus on the inventory that sells quickly. Inventory turnover, the official formula is you take your cost of goods sold for that item, and you divide it by the number of sales, and it shows you how often your entire inventory turns over. So if you have two item A and item B, item A, you're selling your inventory out twice a year. Item B, you're selling it out five times a year. All of the things being equal, you really want to focus your inventory on item B because that's generating more money for you. They're selling at the same price, but you're selling more of item B, and that's how you figure that.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah, it does. I mean, too many eBay sellers are selling stuff that's all over the place. I mean, some of the people selling antiques have probably have things in their inventory for years. I mean, there comes a point in which you just got to say, either I'm going to discount this very heavily, or I'll give it away. I'll sell it to charity. I'll put it up at a charity auction or something like that. I mean, at some point, the inventory has to move. You take your losses and you move on. But that varies so much from seller to seller.
So I'm doing something, and I want your advice, even though I'm not going to pay you for it. So sorry.
You're just like all my other clients, Griffin.
Of course I am. So I am getting rid of a bunch of non-performing inventory or inventory that I haven't listed, but I just know isn't going to sell for what I paid for it.
Bought it originally to sell, though.
I bought it originally to sell, and I'm getting rid of it's basically 75% of all of the inventory I haven't listed. And what I'm doing is I'm donating it back to thrift stores and getting a tax receipt. Is that going to work for me?
Okay. The short answer is that might. It very might. For a lot of inventory that is, shall we say, worthless, in your mind it's worthless at this point.
Absolutely.
Sometimes the charitable deduction is better than what you could get for it by selling it, at a 90% discount or
Because it's a lot of work. I mean, I don't want to, I would take a loss happily, but it means I'm working to lose money. Because you have to, it's
that's
work
correct.
To, you know what I'm saying?
That's great. There's labor. Yeah, you got to factor in the value. You know, I've been saying this for years, Griff. Nobody would willingly work 90 hours a week for a job that only pays $20,000 a year pre-tax. But that's what a lot of eBay sellers do, whether they're aware of it or not. You know, just the labor involved of selling on eBay. So no, absolutely. Wherever you can get the biggest bang for your buck, I suspect we're going to be seeing a lot of those politician biographies in thrift stores after the first of the year.
All right. Well, I'll make sure to avoid them.
I can't
names,
wait.
We are not mentioning names.
No, we're not.
You know who we're talking about here.
Okay. Yep.
I have no idea who you're talking about, and I don't care.
There you go.
Well, anyway. this has been exactly the kind of advice that we wanted to hear from an expert, not from us, because, you know, we're nobodies, but.
You are everybody's. You're everybody's, Griff. It's people like you that make what people like me do possible.
Oh,
that was
okay.
Not good grammar, but you know what I'm trying to say.
I do know what you're trying to say.
One last question, because we're almost out of time. For the purposes of sales reporting, do you include the cost of shipping?
In your sales reporting, the answer is it depends on state law. In some states, like Connecticut, for example, you do have to include your shipping cost as part of your cost of goods sold. But in other states, you don't. Check a local accountant to get the answer to that one.
Got it.
Perfect
thanks.
Answer. Cliff, thank you. We always learn something, don't we, Lee?
Yes, sir.
This segment was brought to you by Indicia. Up next, your calls, 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
When it comes to packaging your sold items for shipping, presentation is everything. That's why Bubble Fast owners Mark and Robin Levine have added a new category of shipping supplies at wholesale prices. That new category is gift packaging. Just in time for the holidays, Bubble Fast offers a wide selection of gift boxes with all the trimmings, including a rainbow of tissue paper. Festive pattern, seasonal, and all occasion boxes come complete with gift tags and stickers, so your buyer doesn't need to gift wrap their purchase once they receive it. Bubble Fast's gift boxes are suitable for apparel, jewelry, home decor items, small electronics, and other gift-worthy goods. There's even an assortment of Santa Paws packaging for pet gifts. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish. With an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
In the world of e-commerce, returns are a fact of life. Now, ShipStation helps you to turn returns into happy return customers. That's because ShipStation lets you automate returns through a branded returns portal. All your buyer has to do is enter their order number and a reason for the return, then print out their return label. Easy peasy. Since you can brand your return portal with your logo and social links, that customer is going to remember who they shopped with. And a customer who has a happy returns experience is much more likely to come back and buy from you again. That makes you happy. There are lots of other reasons you'll be happy with ShipStation too, like the ability to automate and customize practically every step of fulfilling your eBay orders. So come on, get happy. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts.
Electric lights for Christmas trees were first used in 1895 when President Grover Cleveland set up a lighted Christmas tree in the White House. The general public began to notice, and it stuck. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Listen while you list.